Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Enter the Light radio show live tonight, Friday night, 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern. And we welcome you to our show. And it is August 4th, 2017. We are live on air. And my name is Jan Drake Bakke. Welcome, everybody, and I just want to let you know that our host, Lynn Bleasdale, was not able to get on air tonight, so she won't be here, which is too bad because we love her so much, and she runs the show so beautifully, and her readings are so beautiful, too. But there is Sue Fields de Alamante with us, as usual, every week, and also Lori Connell, who both of these ladies are phenomenal psychics, as you know, if you've been listening. And so all three of us together will be on the show tonight, and it'll be great. So basically, I've changed my mind of what I want to do because I want to turn it over to Sue now just to say a few words. And I can share my poem after you and Lori, I think, because I just want to say hi to Sue and have her say something. Go ahead, Sue, if you want to.
Hi, everyone. So glad you could join us tonight. You all make it such a special evening. We really appreciate you listening to us and calling in. Make sure and get in line for a reading. We can help answer any questions, give some spiritual guidance, assistance, whatever it is that you are looking for, we can try to give you some help in that area. And I know Lori wanted to talk a little bit about the full moon that's coming up. So Lori, you want to talk about that?
I do. Hi, everyone. Just a reminder that the full moon is coming up on the 7th, which is called the Sergis moon. There is also two other names that I found out that these go by also. They're associated with, they call it the green corn moon and the grain moon, which I did not know that. But the reason why this is called the sturgeon moon is because most sturgeons are caught in August and early September, which is a fact. And there is a partial eclipse for people on the other side of the globe, August 7th and the 8th, during this moon also. To find out more facts, you can go to earthsky.org. This is where I found this information. And it is pretty interesting. So those that, you know, enjoy releasing energies or bringing, you know, new things, old things on the moon, you know, good site. There's other sites to go by, but I found this information on earthsky.org. So I'll go ahead and turn it over to Jan, and then she can go ahead and read everyone for poem.
Awesome. Thanks, Lori. And thanks for that info about the moon. I love the full moon and anything about the moon, actually, and any time of the moon when it comes around. And so it's always really interesting. And I take it very seriously because I do those moon rituals on the new moon and the full moon. And the money burning and stuff, and it really does work. I mean, it's those rituals really do work. They're prayers, and you just put them out there, and Patty Negri is the one who taught me how to do it. She taught all of us, and it's just an amazing thing to do, and it really does help with anything that you want to ask for, and it's mostly for money or for health or whatever you need. And so anyway, that's something to think about. And basically, I might as well just go ahead and say what it is. You write on a dollar bill or whatever bill you want to your names and a name of whoever else you want to pray for and or ask about, and you put down what you need, you know, if you need money or if you're needing health help or whatever it may be. And then you say, you make a sacred space, and that could be having like your rocks or your tools or crystals around you, and light some incense. You could put a cross there or a Buddha or whatever you like that is special for you. and then say a prayer. Now, I always say the Lord's Prayer, and then do a chant that Patty taught us, and it's Ma. And then I do this underneath the moon while I burn the dollar bill that has all the information on it. And so it's just a really neat way of intention and putting out to the universe and putting out to God and to whomever you're praying to a prayer, basically. And it's powerful under the moon because the moon is such a powerful entity. So anyway, that's what that is. And it's called a ritual, but it's also could be called a spell or a prayer or a ritual or an affirmation or an intention. So whatever word you want to use. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and go on and share the poem that I have for this week. And last week we were off. We needed to take a break. We were all kind of tired, and so we just decided not to do the show. And so it's been really nice because I've been able to catch up, and I think everybody else has too. So anyway, this poem is called To See. And it goes, when we see, it is part of you, part of me. The challenge is to see without judgment or disarray, but with a third eye of wisdom and sincerity, revelation and clarity, then all is okay. To see the spirit into the soul, not just the outer layer, that is my goal. To see beauty from within and without, of colors that shine all around, there is no doubt. To see you, to see me, we join in peace. We are free.
That's
so that's
nice.
Thank you. Yeah.
And Jan, if I may, before we get started, I just wanted to let everybody know, if you're listening in, our phone number was listed incorrectly on social media. It is correct on Blog Talk. So if you want to call in, it is 646-564-9868. We hope to hear from you.
Awesome. Thank you, Sue. And that was my fault. I put the wrong phone number.
It happened.
I know. So anyway, yeah. Thank you for doing that. Okay, well, if you both are ready, I'm going to see if I can take a call. And this will be the very first time that I've ever done this, so I'm hoping it'll work. Here we go. I'm pressing that green button right now. Here we go for the first call. And hello, are you there? Okay, try it again. Hello, are you there? Hello? Hello? I'm not hearing them.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, shall I go to the next one?
1 second.
Okay. Hello?
Lynn said if it'll be easier, she'll press the buttons and bring the callers in, and she will let us know what area code it is.
Oh, she can do all that?
Yep, she can do that. You want to go ahead and do it that way?
Yes, I'd rather her go ahead.
Okay, that would be great. Area code 256, do we have you on air with us? Hello, area code 256, are you there?
Do I have to buy it back here?
Hello? It's hard to hear her. Hello, are you there, 256?
I don't hear anything now. I think she's gone.
Okay, so let's try the next one.
We're moving on to the next caller.
Hello?
Area code 805, are you with us?
Hi.
I'm here. Hello.
Oh, yay.
Hi.
Yay. Can we have your name, please?
This is Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Just kind of relaxing. Thanks.
Do you have a question for us or a general reading? What is it that you're looking for that we can help you?
No, I wanted to know, two things. If a relationship's coming in for me with a man, and also if more money is going to be generated somehow through a windfall or a part-time job or something, because I'm kind of stuck with these two things that I want to create.
Okay.
You want me to go, Sue?
If you would like to, yes, please do.
Yes. Oh, I just want to say one thing. When she came on, I pushed the microphone. That's what I was supposed to push, right?
I think so.
That's when she came on. She came on with the microphone.
Okay.
So, okay, perfect. So I just want to make sure I know that that's how we're doing it. Okay. Hey, Donna. It's Jan here. Donna, you still there?
I'm here, yes.
Oh, good. Okay. So immediately I'm seeing the dolphin. That's what I'm seeing right away.
Oh, I love dolphins.
Oh, good. Okay. So just to see what they say about the dolphin, it says, take a few minutes today to meditate while playing one of your favorite pieces of music. And listen more, listen more, talk less, and especially to the more subtle levels of communication from people. Smile more at others and notice how people are smiling back at you. And dolphin is a lot about dolphin is breathing. And so taking nice, deep, slow breaths, inhaling, exhaling in a nice way is also a good thing to start to be doing. And that's what dolphin represents. And it's basically like saying breathing in the freshness of life. And so just think about that and think about breathing in the freshness of life to whatever you're going through right now. And it talks about how you're a master communicator. You're very good at communicating, and you're very aware of people's feelings, and you're also, your soul assignment is to protect and clean up the oceans and the rivers and the lakes and the streams. So it's very much of a water type animal, and it brings water to you. And water is all about emotions and intuitiveness, psychic ability, telepathy. So it's a really, really, and it's also a very flirtatious type of animal too, in an innocent way. So whatever you're dealing with, whoever you're dealing with, think of being just happy-go-lucky and happy and fun, and go about your business in a fun and light way as much as possible. You know what I mean? And dealing with your situation at hand. So I'm gonna wish you luck and
thank you.
Definitely. And send you off to Sue or Lori.
Hi, Donna. This is Sue. What I'm picking up for you is you are going to have a career transition. Pardon me. There's going to be a change in your career. So there is something that's coming up there, but you're going to have a little bit of patience. And as long as you have patience, everything that you're wanting is going to come true, and you have to make your intentions clearer. If you are looking for a relationship, be very clear on what it is you're looking for. I'm looking for a man between the ages of 50 and 60. I want him to be career-oriented. He has to be specific on exactly, has to be an animal lover. He has to be spiritual. He has to like the outdoors. Whatever it is that you're looking for in that partner, make a list of everything. Make it very, very crystal clear on what it is with the partnership and also with the job that you're looking for. So make two separate lists, one for your employment and one for your relationship. And be very specific and put that out into the universe as what you're looking for, and then have a little bit of patience, and it's all going to come through for you. And that's what I was getting for you. Lori, do you have anything for Donna?
I do. Hi, Donna. I pulled a card for you from my Oracle deck. And this card says, magnify your intentions. Be specific, like Sue said. The colors shown on this are mainly white. So that would mean like purity colors. And what this card is saying, it says, choose a specific goal to work towards. Your energy is spread out among too many ideas. Please bring your focus back to the key intentions and let your angels help. So call upon your angels for what you're looking for during this relationship and this career change. And go out when the full moon comes. Write down your intentions on a piece of paper and give it to the moon. Give it to the universe. If that helps, and that's what I got for you.
Donna, are you still there?
No.
I think we lost Donna.
Okay. That's all right. Well, hopefully she got to listen to it, and those are all nice messages. And I guess we'll just go on to the next one. Is that 954? Hello? Hello, 954, are you there?
Lynn said that you pushed the call screen button by mistake.
Okay. I keep asking her, which one do you push?
The blue microphone.
Yeah, I that one isn't working so well. I keep pushing that and it's not working, so I don't know.
Okay, I guess Lynn is going to bring in caller 954 now.
Okay.
954, are you with us? Hello, area code 954. Nope. 954, are you there with us?
Hello?
Hello?
Is this area code 954?
No, it's not.
What area code are you on?
858.
Okay, we'll go ahead and go with you. And can we have your name, please?
Sure, my name is Ann.
Ann?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for us, Anne, or would you like a general reading?
Yes, I do have a question. Do you see a romantic relationship for me, or what do you see in that area for me? I mean, in the romantic area.
Okay, romance. Jan, would you like to take her first?
Sure. Let's see. I'm seeing a dark panther right now. So I'm gonna go with panther, and see what we have with that. And I don't think I've ever even seen a dark panther like that before. That's so cool. that's neat. So anyway, I can find it. Oh gosh, tonight's been—it's just pretty interesting night, isn't it?
It is. Storms and
really
having.
Gosh, did nothing. I didn't expect anything like this. Okay, so let's see. Well, I can't find it. You have a dark panther, though, that is for sure, because it came through very, very, very much. You know what, Sue, just if you're able to go ahead. I can't seem to
absolutely
navigate this. Okay.
Okay, Anne, what I'm getting for you is Archangel Raphael is with you, and he is saying to give your cares and worries over to the angels and allow them to take on your burdens. I'm getting the sense that you have given away some of your power and you've let other people be in charge of your life. Instead of taking control yourself, you've given control away. And you need to take back your power. You need to stand in your own light and be your own person, be responsible for your own choices and actions and not rely on others for that. And make sure everything that is bothering you, that's weighing you down, give it over to the angels. They can really help you with it. And once you get centered and you get control back over your life, have a little bit of patience, and everything is going to work out exactly the way it is. Nobody is going to come into a relationship just yet because you're not ready.
Okay.
You have to get yourself ready, and once you're ready, the relationship will move ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Sue.
But just really work on yourself, whatever it is that, whatever issues it is that you've been dealing with that you're not facing, or you're allowing other people to control the decisions. Take your power back. Stand your ground. Voice your opinion. It's your life, not theirs. Don't let them control you. And
okay.
As soon as you get back, like I said, as soon as you get back into control, then you're going to open yourself up, because right now you have kind of like a standoffish wall. Because you're not spiritually ready for a relationship just yet. But work on that, and everything will start to fall in line so quickly. Okay?
Okay, thank you, Sue.
Hope that helps, Anne. Lori, do you have anything for Anne?
Yes, I do. Hi, Anne. I pulled
Hi,
this
Lori.
Card. Hi. And this card is telling you to shield yourself. Shield yourself. Protect yourself. This image that I'm seeing is of a small flower trying to open up. And the message that Sue gave you resonates with this image that I'm seeing. And it says, evoke protection to bring the situation to a speedy end. So once you work on your inner self, like Sue said, things will fall into place. Take that time for what you need first, you know. And I'm seeing a lot of red, you know. So, you know, that can be indication, you know, of self-love. So that's what I have for you, and I'll turn you over to Jan now.
Okay, thank you, Lori.
Great, Lori. So, Anne, I got the dark panther, and it's equivalent to like a jaguar, although a jaguar is not really a dark-looking animal. That's what I saw. But they're saying that it's almost the same thing. And it's saying here, focus on what you want with clear intention and stay with it so it will be a successful conclusion. And you're going to experience an awakening or deepening of your psychic vision. You've been very patient and just about to manifest the key to prosperity and beneficial outcomes. So as soon as the next opportunity appears, take the leap and go for it. No need for striving at this time, so relax and enjoy the fruits of your labor and let go of what isn't working anymore in your life by doing what you need to do and reclaim your power. So I think that's a really good message for you.
Yeah, that's a good message. Thank you, Jen.
And you're welcome. And I'll leave you at that and wish you to call us back and let us know how you're doing and call us back, please.
Sure, I will. Thank you so much, lady.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, Sue, I'm going to go to 201 and go ahead and try it because I've talked to Lynn, and I'm just going to see if I can pull it up. So
okay.
Here we go.
Hi.
Hi, 201. Is that you?
Yes.
Oh, good. Yay, I finally did it.
Hey.
I was pushing the wrong button altogether. Okay. So, what's your name?
It's Rose.
Low what?
Rose.
Lowly? Lowless?
Rose,
R-O-S-E.
Rose.
Oh, Roe, okay. Hi, Roe.
Hi, Rose. R-O-S-E.
Oh, okay. And Rose is one of my favorite, of all favorite type of flowers, so
aww.
Awesome. So what do you have any questions or anything? Or?
Well, I want to know, what do you see with regards to love and money?
Love and money. It's going to take me right over to the parrot, and I'm just going to go ahead and go with that before Sue and Lori. And what I was seeing also was red, which is passion. And that's a very nice thing. So passion is all about you right now, and you've got red all around you. So that's, and let's see. The parrot, now the parrot, though, is all about communication. And they're able to mimic a lot, you know, mimic people and the way they talk and the way they sound. But they communicate really well, and they're able to be very diplomatic with people, and they have a lot of color, and I can't seem to find the page. Hold on a second, because I want to give you the exact thing it is here. I'm in the wrong area for this, so now I'm going to just change that. Anyway, let's see. Let me just see here. I'm sorry, we got dead air here, don't we?
That's okay.
Just a second. Hold on a second here.
Second.
I'm having a heck of a time. So it's saying be discerning about when to speak and when to stay silent and stay clear of gossip. It'd be a good time to study the power and effects of light and color. Be alert to any new ideas that pop into your head. And it's time to revisit and renew something you've always dreamed of doing. And parrot comes with a very good temperament and is easygoing and is able to communicate with people, very diplomatic, a very good mediator, especially in times of crisis. So whatever you're going through right now, that's something that you're going to be highlighting, is how you're able to diplomatically communicate with this person. Also, it comes with working with color and light and healing others. So if you want to put on clothes that are colorful or, you know, keep your house lit up well with sunlight, that's a nice thing to do right now. That's what the parrot is kind of suggesting. And just be very positive about the situation. And the red is symbolizing the passion and the first chakra, of being stable and taking care of yourself and stuff like that. So just keep that in mind. Keep in mind of what you really want in a relationship. What do you want out of that other person? You know, be really clear on what you want in a relationship. Have a clear intention. And so when you have that clear intention, you'll be able to speak it more easily to that person. You know what I mean? Of how you want it to be. So I'm going to I hope that helps you in any way, and I'm just going to pass it over to Sue now.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Rose. This is Sue.
Hi.
It's funny because as soon as you started talking, I also got the color red. And I pulled a couple of cards for you, and the very first card that popped out, I mean, it literally popped out of my deck, was your chakra clearing. And Jan had mentioned your chakra with the red. So I think you need to work on clearing your chakras, getting all your chakras aligned, and that's going to help get you more stable, more centered, and then prioritize. Focus on what your highest priorities are and try to get those, all your priorities organized and be very motivated about it. And also, keep a journal. If it's what you're looking for, how you're feeling, what you're thinking. And a lot of times, writing in a journal will lead us in the exact direction that we're looking for. So for love, keep a journal of maybe the people that you come in contact with, what you like about them, what you don't like about them, what you're looking for in a soulmate. And for your money, for financial, do the same thing for that. I am looking to increase my finances to this amount every month. This is the type of career that I want. But keep a journal on what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and exactly what it is that you're looking for. But really work on aligning and clearing your chakras. And I got a lot of purple for you, too, which is a spiritual color. So when you open up your chakras, a lot more spirituality is going to come through and going to open you up for the relationships that you're looking for.
Okay.
And I hope that helped.
Thank you.
And I'll send you over to Lori.
Okay. Thanks, Sue. Hi, Ann. Oh, no, Rose. I'm sorry. Hi, Rose.
Hi.
I'm getting all these names. I even wrote it down. I'm sorry. But the first part that came to me, it says, reach for the stars. And the colors also showing on this card are mostly purple, spiritual color, a little red, and some green. What this card is actually saying is you deserve only the best, and this is all you should focus your attention on. The word focus and attention are the two main words in this card. Set your intentions on exactly what you want, like the lady said, write it down if you have to. Go out on the 7th and, burn it out under the moon, whatever it takes. If you work with crystals, work with, certain colors. The color therapies work well to bring up the vibration. I think once you set these intentions, these steps will go forward for you. Like it says, reach for the stars. So that's what I got for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Ann?
Rose, thanks a lot, and I hope that helped you with everyone's reading. And
yes, thank you very much.
Oh, good. Yeah, please call back in and let us know.
Okay.
How you're doing. We like to hear if we like to hear the outcomes, if you have any, if there are any, and if not, call us back anyway to get another reading.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Bye.
So I'm just going to go right on and push the red. 603, are you there?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. And what's your name?
My name's Karen.
Karen?
Yes.
Well, Karen, do you have a question for us?
I do, actually. I'm just wondering what you guys see with my career, or if you see anybody new coming into my life, like a relationship.
Okay. I'm getting a really big eye here. And, boy, oh, boy, that's a duck for you. It's a duck.
What's that mean?
what's funny is that it was showing me its eye, like really eyeing the situation, and all I saw was this big eye at first. But duck is emotions. It's a water, and it represents fertility and a time to have fun, time to be a little more silly, and release pent-up emotions. It's kind of an emotional type of feeling, you know, of animal, where it's coming in to comfort your emotions too, and do whatever you need to do to comfort yourself about your emotions at this time. And it's also a beginning of a new cycle, either with work or a relationship. So there you go. And you may need help moving through some difficult emotional entanglements. So, you know, think about that. And it also talks about having a really big heart and willing to give to anybody. And so it's a really nice animal in showing you that you need to take care of your emotions right now. This could be a very emotional time, and it's a beginning of a new cycle of both things of what you're asking about. So just take it easy, you know, and if now I'm seeing it straight on, and it's giving me a little, it's like smiling, and I feel like I want to jump in the water. So I don't know if you're into water, but if you have a chance to do that, I would go ahead and go swimming.
Yeah, this weekend, yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, well, have a good time.
Yeah.
And I think we'll just go right on over to Sue.
Hi, Karen. How are you tonight?
Hi, Sue. I'm good. How are you?
Good. The first thing that I was picking up when you started talking was some self-doubt. Have you been too critical with yourself lately and doubting yourself and kind of pushing yourself into the background in a lot of situations?
I have done that in the past, but I'm trying to stop doing that. That's why I'm putting myself out there more.
Okay. That was the biggest thing that popped in, was like self-doubt and, you know, not trusting your decisions. You have to trust your decisions more. You are a very giving, loving person, and the people around you that are putting that negative energy and the negative thoughts into you, get rid of them. It doesn't matter who they are, block them, don't listen to them. Don't let them put those little needles in there. Just concentrate on you. And I also saw along with Jan that you need to get outside and reconnect with nature. If it's a walk barefoot in the grass or along the beach, just out in the sunshine, or even in the moonlight with the full moon coming up, that would be fantastic to go out and charge under the full moon. But you're such a giving person. You have so much to offer to somebody, but you're doubting yourself too much, and you need to stop that. And
okay,
open up.
I didn't realize I was doing that. Okay, yep.
It came through so clear when you started.
Okay, open up.
Yeah. I mean, you have so much to give, so just take a deep breath and pull in all the positive energy from around you and blow out all the negative, and tomorrow is a new beginning. And you just remember, you are the most important person in your life. Your decisions are more important than anybody else's.
Yeah.
And when you get yourself centered and go out, like I said, reconnect a little bit with nature, take a walk, just mindless walk even, and just absorb the energy, or take a walk and concentrate on everything you see, the different shapes of the blades of grass, the different textures of the leaves that you come in contact with. Really connect back with nature. And
it's
going to help you relax, help you build up more confidence. And I see after getting this back in order, you are going to have a relationship coming through.
Okay. Can you tell me anything about them, or?
I'm seeing maybe a little bit lighter colored hair, maybe like a sandy, light sandy brownish.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing tall, but everybody's telling me I'm only 5'1".
That's what
I want
is tall. I like tall.
I'm 5'1", so everybody's tall to me. But indifferent. I think he's going to be different than what you're normally pulled towards.
Okay.
So just keep your options open. Even if he's somebody that you wouldn't normally be interested in, give him a chance. Because I think once you sit down and really start talking to him, I think it's going to be like at a small gathering that you're going to be introduced to this man.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't know him yet.
No, not yet. It's not going to be right away. I would say maybe a couple of months down the road, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to give you enough time to get yourself where you need to be open for the relationship when it comes through.
Right.
And that, I think just the deep breathing and the reconnect with nature and reconnect with yourself. And everything's going to work out.
Right.
Okay. I hope that helps, Karen.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Lori, what do you have for Karen?
Hi, Karen. Hi. Okay. This card, I don't know how it resonates, but you just listen. I'm going to read it here. Okay.
Okay.
It's a wise, a wise soul card. Okay, I don't know. I mean, I feel that you have knowledge. I do. I feel that you just need a little work. It's kind of like an old soul, too, to me. A wise soul is similar to an old soul.
Yeah.
And the colors that are shown on this card are pinks and reds. You might want to kind of pull yourself towards these colors. These are colors of love anyway. You know, pinks and reds are. But when you're out in nature, maybe you can come across, if you see a azalea, you know, I don't know if you know what that flower is. But
I do know what that is. Yes, yep.
They're beautiful, delicate flowers. But they may, you know, just pop out at you out of nowhere, you know. But what this card is saying is your soul carries ancient wisdom. Please embrace it as you have the knowledge to help those around you. I mean, it's nice that, you know, I feel like you are a giving person, but you also have to focus on you first. You are number one. Going out in nature always, you know, when you watch for these signs, you know, colors, numbers, shapes, whatever. These are just the universe, you know, helping us along, letting us know we're on the right path, you know, to watch for these signs. But, yeah, pay attention to the pinks and reds at this time. So, at first when I pulled this card, I'm like, okay, how does this match with her relationship question? But it does kind of make sense.
Right.
But, that's what I got for you. So,
okay.
Good luck on that. And I, you know, hope all of our readings help you.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Karen. Please call back again when you want to and let us know how it goes. We'd love to hear from you. All right. Thanks. Talk to you later.
Okay. Yep.
Bye. Bye. Okay, we're going to pull in, I just had it, 954. Where are you? Let's see. Right here. Here we go. 954, are you there? 954?
I'm here.
All right. Yay, I know you had to wait a long time. So sorry.
It's all right. And I dialed the wrong number, too.
Oh, you did? Oh.
Yes. It's all right. This is Yvette. How are you, Jan?
Good. I'm good. I'm glad we got you, finally.
You fished me from that ocean.
Yeah.
A general reading today would be wonderful. It's been a strange but interesting week.
I think it has with a lot of people too. And
it's that moon.
Well, moon, and pretty soon, like it's on the 20, did Lori say the 21st of the eclipse coming? We have the eclipse coming too.
Right.
With that. So let's see. I'm seeing this big mouth open. It's right out of the water. It's not a shark though. It's either a dolphin or a shark, but sharks don't come out of the water like that. So you've got water animals.
Whales come out.
Oh yeah, maybe it's oak. Let's see. But it started out with that, but now it's turning into something else. Yeah, it might have been a whale, but I think it was a dolphin type thing. But I'm also seeing another the word I'm getting is platypus, and I really honestly don't even know what that is. It's almost like, is that kind of like a duck or something? Well, I don't know. It kind of looks like a duck again. I'm sort of seeing that again, you know, but it's not a duck, you know. So let me just, I'm hearing the word platypus, so let's go with that. And also, I think it's a dolphin that I see too, that I saw. It kind of has a jaw-like mouth opening. So it was kind of like big, like expressing itself in a big way, like it was coming out of the water, like, wow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there may be something big happening in your life right now, a big wave of adventure coming. But the platypus has a duck-like beak, but it's not duck-looking. It's a flatter animal, and it's dark here. I'm seeing that. And it says, this is a time of heightened sensitivity to pay close attention to the cues that your body gives you. Take time to discover the layers of meaning behind any significant encounters. Rather than trying to adapt to others' demands or their pace, stay in tune with your own internal rhythms and move with those accordingly. The situation before you requires you to have absolute faith in the process to go with the flow, neither resisting nor being passive or non-responsive. And your clairvoyance is increasing, and you'll find that you more readily trust your inner vision. And also include food in your diet that's grown underground, such as potatoes and carrots. And you're very kinesthetic, and you're able to detect and move energy currents through your body. And you're also naturally clairsentient and have healing abilities. So you're very charming, and everyone likes you. I mean, this is such a neat animal, and I agree with what it says.
They either love me or they don't.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a hot or cold girl. That's it.
Well, we love you, so we're glad that you're here with us.
And it's okay. And if they don't like me, it's okay. Not everybody has to like me. That's perfect.
And that's I agree. And that's how it is for all of us too, because we can't all please everybody with everything, you know. So anyway, I think I'm going to leave you with that. And also the dolphin, you definitely have a dolphin. And I remember now you have a dolphin. So
yes, I have a dolphin.
Yeah, and I see it again. It's definitely there again. So
and I've swam with the dolphins.
You have?
Yes.
Oh, you're kidding. That's awesome.
No. I'll post a picture so you can see it.
Okay, I would love to see that. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to send you over to Sue now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Yvette.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
It was funny. As soon as you started talking, everything that I'm picking up goes right in accordance with what Jan was just saying. As soon as you started talking, I saw a beautiful waterfall going into a pond.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that is my place that I go to for serenity and to recharge. Whenever I meditate or if I'm in a really stressful situation, I go right to a waterfall, and it was just so funny that the waterfall came up, and it can also be cleansing. And she was talking about psychic abilities, and I picked up my deck of angel cards to see if anything would come out, and the claircognizance card literally fell out of the deck. And it's Archangel Uriel saying, pay attention to thoughts and ideas that come to you, as they are answers to your prayers. So when you have a random thought pop into your head, that is the angels answering you and confirming whatever it was that you had a question about. And are you looking for a change in careers?
Well, I've closed my business. I was hoping the landlords would be amenable to selling it to somebody else, but they can't ever come to terms with the people I've brought along. So time for new things.
That's because I got career transition.
Mm-hmm.
That your life is going to be changing and it's going to be blessed. Your career change is going to be blessed.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Thank you so much.
And Lori, do you have anything for Yvette?
I sure do. Hi, Yvette. Well, we all do, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The first thing that came to mind when you started talking is just cheerful, bright and cheerful. I don't know if it's your vibration or your energy, your voice. It just, you just seem so cheerful. And the card that I pulled out was a yellow rose. And the color yellow to me is just the sun, cheerful, being outdoors, you know. But that was the first thing that came to mind. But this card, it says balance, work, rest, and play, which is important for all of us to stay healthy, you know, and with the mind. But it says it's important for you to have fun along fulfilling your responsibilities. So whatever, you know, the course you're taking, you know, just try to keep in balance. You know, if you have to go outside and recharge, do that. Or smell a rose, you know.
My daughter gave me from her garden 3 beautiful sunflowers last Sunday.
Oh, really? I used to grow
yeah.
them, yeah. I like sunflowers, too. I like all flowers. You know, this deck that I use that I read from is a flower oracle deck, and it works
right.
with the angels, too, by Doreen Virtue. But, yeah, flowers are very, very uplifting to anybody's spirit.
That's right.
You know,
they are beautiful.
And you can, you know, the seed can either go to the birds, or you can save the seeds from the sunflowers and replant them, too.
Yes. We were having that conversation today about seeds and their little flowers within the big flower. It was really beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. I always tried to save my seeds in my garden. And, yeah, I love flowers. I love the outdoors, period. I went swimming yesterday, and I got recharged. So I loved it. But
that's great.
Yeah. That's the message I got for you. So
thank you so much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, ladies. I will post pictures of the dolphin and pictures of the sunflowers.
Okay, thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh,
you're welcome, Yvette. Thank you. Call back anytime.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
She is such a sweet.
Isn't she? I know she is. I really
wonderful energy.
Yes, she does. So I'm going to go to 856 that they've been holding for a long, long time. 856, are you there?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hey, Laura, I'm sorry you had to wait so long, but thank you for waiting.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
For sure. So what's up tonight?
So I would really, really like to buy a home this year. I'm on a contract, though, until the first week of October. So in order to be able to get the home, I have to be able to continue on immediately after into another contract. And I was wondering if you can tell me what you see for that happening.
Well, the animal that I'm seeing right away is a dragonfly. So let's just go right into that and see what kind of a message it might be giving you. It sort of has a pink color to it, which I've never seen before on a dragonfly, but that doesn't matter. It just, the pink represents the heart chakra. So, and that's representing how you're feeling and your heart and your emotions. And so let's see here. And how you feel about things to love and stuff like that. And so the dragonfly is on, be on the lookout for any falsehoods, deceit, or illusions that are clouding a current situation or relationship. You're being really entirely too rational about everything and need to tap into your deeper emotions. That could be why I'm seeing the pink, to try and tap into your heart more, your heart space. And this is a time when the magic and mystery of life is reawakening for you. So that is so significant of the dragonfly. That is so true. It's important now to recharge your psychic energy, which you can do by regularly meditating. You're going through a major transformation, so try to enjoy the process of that. And it says that you have a strong connection with the nature spirits, and being outside is really healthy for you. And you're also a master of seeing through illusions where others are concerned. So whatever is going on with your homes, that you want to watch out for any kind of deceit or any anything like any kind of illusions going on with any of that. And I would try to work from your heart space as much as possible during this time too, because I'm getting that color so vividly, and I'm also getting purple too. And that's for wisdom and for, it's so beautiful, this color. Oh, I wish you could see it. It's so beautiful. You should look it up. It's a bright, it's just that beautiful, beautiful purple, dark, bright purple. It's not dark, dark. It's kind of bluish purple. Anyway, and so, yes, it's indigo, exactly. And so just think about, all of that, any type of falsehoods or anything that may become that could be around you. I'm not saying that they are, but you have good colors around you, so that's nice. They're very positive. And I'm just going to go ahead and pass it over to Sue.
Thank you.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Sue.
I pulled a couple of angel cards for you, and the first one that I pulled is Archangel Azrael, and it's the Comfort card. It says, I am with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal. So I think that's another thing that goes right in hand with what Jan was talking about. Go with your heart. Don't be deceived. So if something comes up and it doesn't feel right, you know, kind of walk away from it. But I'm also getting the feeling that all is going to be well. Everything is going to work out perfectly. I'm seeing a lot of blues and a lot of purple around you. So I think everything is going to work out exactly how you need it to be. Just like she said, work through any illusions. Don't be blindsided by anyone in the whole process. Know exactly what it is that you're looking for, and just really open up your heart, and everything is going to go exactly in order how it's supposed to go, and you're going to come out for the better.
Okay.
And that's what I got for you, and I will pass you over to Lori.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
The card I pulled from my deck, it says first step, and it's showing me different colors here also, pinks and reds and some like dark greens, whatever. But it says breaking down the all into tiny pieces makes it easy to take the first step. So with your situation about your home, in contract and trying to move into a new home, you know, just taking small steps with this card is saying, tiny pieces, you know, don't try to, you know, rush yourself, and watch for, you know, falsehoods, deceptions, like Sue and Dan said, you know, deceit, etc. But I think you'll be okay. I really do. That's what I'm feeling.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate the reading.
You're welcome.
So, Laura, please give us a call back and let us know what goes on and if you need any more help with it too, okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate
it. Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're just going to go right on to 780. Are you there?
Yes, ladies. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. I'm sorry you had to wait so long.
That's okay.
Okay. And what's your name?
It's Jay calling from Canada.
Jay from Canada?
Yes.
Awesome. So how are you, Jay?
Well, it's been an interesting year so far. Lots of changes and lots of things going on in my life in terms of energy and also family stuff and job stuff and relationship stuff. So it's been quite the traumatic or turmoil stuff that keeps coming up. So.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Well, I'm seeing kind of I feel like I'm in a forest here, and it's kind of dark in there. But there's a big round opening of light, and you just have to walk to it. You just have to walk out of the dark and go right into the light. Enter the light. And there's a swan that's going to meet you there, because I'm seeing the swan. So you're walking right into the swan, and it in that dark area of the forest, it doesn't feel like it's like you're getting killed or anything, you know. It just feels like you're in this cocoon kind of feeling, is what it feels like to me. And you're just going to be walking right through it. So I feel like you are going to walk through these things one by one. And the swan is going to meet you. So let's get to the swan if we can and get on it. Let's see here. It says, no matter what is happening in your life right now, do whatever it takes to keep your faith strong. It's important to accept your life circumstances and surrender to the will of Spirit, trusting that all will work out. And you'll soon find clarity and purpose in the confusion that you're experiencing. Focus on the fact that life is precious and a sacred gift, and express your gratitude and appreciation in as many ways as possible right now. That's going to change the flow of everything, and you're going to be able to walk out of this this period. You're going to be able to flow through these things more easily. They also say, if you feel like it, enhance your gracefulness through the study of yoga or Tai Chi.
Mm-hmm.
And also find a place where it's quiet so you can meditate several minutes every day. And for try to be silent in the daytime if you can, just to clear your head, like a few hours a day if you can. And if you're dealing with a lot of variety of business and social situations, they're asking you to try and just ride it through and meditate and know that you're going to be confident and you're going to be poised throughout the whole thing. And you do have a, you can have a sense of calm, and so just remember that you're able to do that and have that with others, even if things are in traumatic, even if things are traumatic. They're saying that you, with the swan, you're able to glide through the waters of change easily, and effortlessly is what they're saying. And so being highly intuitive, you're able to foresee the future too. So you're much more powerful than you think you are. And so just know that you're going to get through all of these things. Because I saw you walking through it with the swan. So just, I'm going to leave that with you and wish you the best, okay? And have faith. Have faith that you're going to walk through all this. I'm going to send you over to Sue now.
Hi, Jay. This is Sue.
Hey, Sue. Thanks for meeting you.
With all the changes that have been going on lately for you, have you kind of been neglecting your health?
Well, I'm still keeping it up as much as I can, yeah. Why?
Okay. Well, I'm picking up that you need to get more of a healthy lifestyle, more of a balanced diet, adequate sleep, and exercise. So are you drinking enough water and eating the proper foods and being active like you should be, or?
Yes, I do. Well, was the last person who read the cards for me, I do yoga and I eat healthy. I think it'd be more of a sleep thing.
Okay, that's possible. Because that was one of the things that came up, was the eating and the sleep and the healthier. So that could be that you're just not getting enough sleep because of the stress that's going on. And I'm also seeing, sorry, my dog's going crazy. We must have a critter in the yard. Are children drawn to you? Are you real comfortable around kids? And because I'm seeing like you can guide children and help children with issues that they're going through. So do you do any kind of counseling or just like sitting and talking with kids?
Not so much. I don't have any interaction that way, no.
No. Huh. Maybe it's something that might be coming up. Because I'm getting like a special bond with children and being able to help guide them spiritually and with issues that they're having. But
okay.
Maybe that's something that's going to come up in the future with all the changes that you're going through. I don't know. And I'm also getting that all the issues that you're going through, you really need to just list them and turn them over to the angels, to the universe, and accept all the guidance and the help. They're there. The angels are there to help us, but they won't step in to help without us asking.
Okay.
So if you have something that's going on, if you're really stressed, just, you know, whatever angel is there, whatever archangel or my angels, guardian angels that are there can help me through this particular situation, please step in and help me. We have to ask for their help for them to be able to walk in. They can't just walk into our lives without us inviting them. So when you're getting really weighed down and really with all the changes, call in the angels, turn it over to them, and they're really going to help you get through all of this. But I can see like a bright clearing, a big meadow, like with the sunshine and flowers. So you're going to come out on the happy side of all of it. Everything's going to work out in your favor.
Okay.
And that's what I'm getting for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I have some more. Thank you.
Awesome, Sue and Lori. Also, Jay, I wanted to, Lynn has a message for you too. She says to be careful of foot injuries or conditions. So just something to think about. And basically she's saying, watch his step. So, foot injuries or conditions. So anyway, well, listen, thanks for calling in. And please call back, too, and let us know how it goes.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right.
Lori, did you have something for Jay?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Lori, I'm sorry.
That's okay, Jan. yeah, I mean, Jay. I pulled a card for you, and this card, what Sue was saying about being a teacher or some sort, it says you are a spiritual teacher. So this may be coming up for you. You may be a teacher of some sort, helping others. And the color purple, it says share your wisdom with others. You were born to teach. So I don't know what kind of career you do now, but sounds like you're going to be teaching something here pretty soon.
Okay. I actually do teach, though, drumming on the sideline.
You do teach?
Yeah, drumming on the sideline.
Oh, drumming on the sideline? Oh, teach drumming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, and two, with your, you know, make sure you're getting enough sleep. With all what's going on, been going on in your life, that's very, very important. Make sure you get rest, you know. I mean, if you're eating right and doing your yoga, you know, but if you're not getting enough sleep, it's still kicking you off balance. So if you're having trouble sleeping, you need to learn to meditate, use essential oils, anything that'll calm your mind down. It'll help in the long run. It really will.
All righty.
Okay. That's what I got.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much. It helps me a lot. Thank you much for giving me insight, ladies. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Jay.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. So I'm going to go to 334. We're just doing one after the other, and we're just knocking them out here. So let me get to 334, and are we there? Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
I'm here.
Hi. Yeah. Oh, good.
Hey.
What's your name?
Kira.
Kira?
Yes.
All right. So, do you have... Is that yours or the last caller's?
I don't. That's not mine.
Okay.
Not mine.
I wonder if that's Jay. Jay, are you still there? Okay. I don't know. That's all right. They're gone now, I think. Okay, so Kira, what do you have a question?
Yes, I want to know if you see anything about, you know, future partner relationship.
Okay. Let's see here. I was getting a face that I immediately saw a face, and but I'm sort of can't. It's not really making it out. I was hoping that the animal would come through first, so I could give you your animal. But I'm seeing like a cat. Actually, it's like a person with a cat face. So I'm just gonna go with cat and see what that is. But that's. Neat. Okay. When cat shows up, it's a period where self-sufficiency and trust in your own capabilities is necessary. Honor your sensuality by dancing slowly with graceful and easy movements. Listen to your intuitive guidance. And this is a period of magic and mystery for you, so pay close attention to the signs and omens, and they will guide you. Any, you know, synchronicities, things that happen like that. And whatever you've released, like relationships or material goods or habits, they will soon be replaced with something or someone entirely more suitable for you. than what is going on presently. And if you feel like you're wrapped up in someone else's life, that you're not sure where you begin or the other one ends, you may want to think about what that's going on for you. You know, how are you relating to that? You don't want to get caught up in someone else's life so much that you're not thinking about yourself. You know what I mean? And if you've been working too hard, now's the time to play and have more fun. And so mostly what I was seeing was a girl with a cat face, and then I was seeing a guy with a mustache. So anyway, I want to just leave you with that and let you think about what the cat is giving you, and I'm going to let Sue take over.
Okay.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey.
It's funny that Jan said she saw a woman with a cat face, because as soon as you asked about a relationship, I saw a woman coming into your life. So I don't know if this is going to be a new lady that you're going to meet, that you're going to become really good friends with, and meet a whole new group of people, and that is where I think that's where you're going to meet your new partner, your new relationship, is through this new woman that is going to introduce you to a new crowd of people.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be something completely out of the norm for you. It's going to be a bunch of new experiences and...
Okay. Wow.
Mine will probably start barking in a minute, too. But I see a woman coming in first, and then just really, like, broadening everything.
Okay.
But it looks positive. It looks very positive and happy, very, very happy. So that's what I was getting for you, Kira. I hope it helps.
Well, thank you.
Okay. And Lori?
Yes. Hi, Kira. The first thing I got when I pulled this card, it says smile. It didn't say bark. It said smile. Oh, dear.
Okay, I'm going to start Xing out and see if I can. Oh, I think that did it. Okay.
Okay, somebody's dogs was carrying on that. But anyway, this card, it says, simply smile and notice the profound and healing differences it makes. I don't know, maybe you're not uplifting yourself enough or smiling enough, but it's showing me sunflower, and sunflowers to me represent cheerfulness and such, colors yellows and oranges and such. But, just remain positive and, shine your light out, and this will all come into play, when you send out good vibes, and good vibes come back to you, so. That partner will come. And that's what I got.
Are you still there, Kira? Kira, are you still there? Ooh.
Okay.
I guess we lost her. But that's all right. So hopefully that she got to hear that. And
right.
Those were great messages from both of you. So we'll just go ahead and move on and go to... Let's see, where are we? I wanted to go to 917. They've been waiting forever. 917, are you there?
I am here, and thank you so much for taking my call.
Sorry that you had to wait so long.
Oh, my pleasure. I got to hear a lot of good readings.
Oh, good.
And actually, I'm going to take a question. I heard you took a question from someone regarding a general reading. Do you mind if I ask for a general reading? Because I know sometimes I'm focusing on the wrong issue, and it would be nice for the cards to maybe reset my priorities or give me information that I wasn't aware of.
Sure. And what's your first name?
Ellen.
Okay. Well, you know, right away for me, I'm seeing a couple right here, a man and a woman, looks like, right off the bat. And then I'm getting a hummingbird. Let's see. And I'm also getting a fish for you. And there's a bunch of fish in the water. And but for the most part, I guess I'm gonna try the. And I also see a cat for you. You got a lot of animals, but I want to go with the hummingbird because hummingbird was the first one that I saw. So and I also saw two people, like a couple. So let's see. 3. And have you called in before?
Oh, I think so, yes.
Okay, good.
It's probably been at least a month or so.
Okay, yeah, it's fine. I recognize your phone number, so your area code. Okay, so the hummingbird is you need to be very flexible with twists and turns that your life will take in the next few days. And put more emotional sweetness in your life. And you may be going through some very heart-opening kinds of experiences, and you'll quite naturally draw more and more love into your life. Maybe that's why I'm seeing the couple, because it looked like a loving couple to me, too. And openly express the love you have and feel for those important people in your life. Give yourself the gift of as many flowers as you can and spread them around your home and enjoy your sight and fragrance throughout the days to come. That sounds really nice. So, and it's crucial for your health and sanity to get outdoors and play.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I'm going to leave you with that and let Sue take it from here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Sue.
I'm getting that you should keep an open mind and be open to learning some new ideas. And after you learn these new ideas, that you should teach them to others. Are you looking for a new career?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm seeing a major transition in a career. I pulled a card, and it's saying your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change. And along with that, I'm getting this learning new things and teaching. So I don't know if you're looking for a position that maybe is going to be something completely different, and then you'll have the opportunity to train or teach other people in that position, or if it's going to be a completely new position that you are actually going to be teaching. But everything is going exactly in order according to how it's supposed to be. Have patience, have faith, call on the angels, and everything is going to go in your favor. But I do see a major career transition, like I said, and do stay open to any of the new ideas that are coming through.
This is exactly what I want to hear about. Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. I'm glad because it didn't make sense to me, but it's not supposed to make sense to me. So, but
I'm still trying to figure out what that major transition, what the change in the career will be, because I want to make this change, but so far I haven't focused on a single path to pursue. It's like I want to change, but I haven't identified what I want to change to. So anyway, thank you.
Maybe that's where the learning is coming in. Do you have any hobbies or anything like that that you're interested in? Maybe
A few,
Yeah, pick up a new hobby or concentrate on one of those, because maybe that's going to open up the career path.
Yes. Yes, that's a very good idea, Sue. Thank you.
Okay. And that's what I have for you. Ellen, please call us back and let us know how it goes.
I'll do that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Lori?
Yes. Hi, Ellen. We're going to make this short because, we have about 4 minutes left till the show ends. I'm going to make this short. The card that I pulled, I don't know how this resonates, but it says to release all anger or any negativity that you're holding in with your actions. It says don't give power to negative words by saving them. Speak from your higher self and make communication peaceful and loving. And that can go in hand with what you're trying to figure out what you want to do in your career, your move.
Mm-hmm.
And the colors yellow, orange, and red appear on this card. A cluster of a bunch of flowers, the snapdragon, if you're familiar with the snapdragon flower.
Yes.
But, they're like, tiny little flowers, but they're like stacked up, they're
mm-hmm.
tall and stacked. But, it's just like Sue's advice is really good to you. Focus on some of your hobbies or something, Ouch. But stay positive, call upon the universe for guidance, your angels, and the moon coming up, set your intentions, what you want. And I think you'll be fine.
Thank you. I appreciate your reading.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, Ellen, please let us know, and thanks for calling in, and excellent readings from Sue and Lori. And I'm going to just say goodbye. We're going to go right over to 502 real fast, last 2 minutes. Here we go. 502, are you there?
Yes, hi. This is Katie.
Hi, Katie. We have about three minutes, and I just wanted to say, give you a few minutes here.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking my call. I just wanted to know if you all saw anything regarding relationships.
Okay. Let's see here. What are we seeing? Right away, I am. Oh gosh, I hate to say this. Ooh, I'm seeing like. I'm gonna hand it to Sue in a second, but have you had a rough time? Basically,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing a. Sorry to say this. I'm seeing a skull head. It doesn't look too good. It looks like you had a rough time. I'm sorry. But
yeah,
I do see a tiger.
Finger.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But I do see a tiger in the grass. So the tiger is waiting in the grass for you. And I'm just going to say that the tiger is a very protective animal, very protective and very healing. And you can't go wrong with the tiger. So just keep that in mind, and I'm going to pass it over to Sue right now.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you.
Hi, I was picking up patience right away and to work on you. So with the negative relationships that you've been in, you need to work on yourself first, have a little bit of patience, and that is going to open up the field for the perfect relationship to come in, but I don't think it's going to be for several months at least. It's going to be a little while yet. So you have time to get to where you need to be emotionally and spiritually.
Okay.
That's what I got for you real quick, hon.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Welcome. Lori?
Mm-hmm. Hi. Yes. Katie, make this real quick. The card that I pulled, it says your wishes are coming true. What you've been through will soon pass. Concentrate on you and your intentions. And it says what your heart has been longing for is getting closer each day. Just stay focused, stay centered, and be true to yourself, and because you come first. And things will come along. Work on you first, number one. That's what I got.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. It resonates with me. Thank you.
One more thing. And Lynn is saying that the name Robert is coming through for you, too.
Oh,
Robert.
Wow. I have a Robert who passed.
Oh.
On the other side.
Okay.
Confirmation that he's watching over you. He's protecting you.
Thank you.
Right
on. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, give us a call back when you get a chance. And
I will. Thank you all so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
Okay, everybody. We are out of time, and we're just going to say goodbye.
Love.